another shirt that got a police dog on.
Call the House Committee on Judiciary to order Thursday, May 19th, 2011. We're going to go out of order here for a moment and start and open a public hearing and possible work session on Senate Bill 43.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 43 comes to you from the Attorney General's office, and it relates to child support. It's a lengthy bill relating to arrearages and other issues like that. And the sign-up sheet, Gene Fogarty.
Gene Fogarty and Carl Stickner.
Carl Stickner's on his way. We don't know if he'll be here in time.
Okay.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Gene Fogarty. I'm a senior assistant attorney general and the director of the Oregon Child Support Program. Thank you for giving us some time to talk to you about Senate Bill 43. I've met with many of you already, but I'd like to give you some highlights about the bill and just to remind you about the impact the child support program has on the citizens of Oregon. We serve about 400,000 parents and collect about $350 million in child support a year. That has a huge impact on families, keeps children out of poverty, and importantly, off state assistance. Senate Bill 43 is a good bill. It's good for Oregon, and I'll give you three reasons why it is. It'll increase collections of child support for families who depend on that money for children's basic needs. It'll level the playing field between Oregon and other states who compete against the same pool of incentive funding, and that funding is based on performance. So the greater we perform in Oregon, the greater share we get of those incentive dollars. Senate Bill 43 will also simplify withholding laws, and that impacts thousands of employers, makes it easier for them to do the withholding that they're required to perform under state law. So how will Senate Bill 43 increase collections of child support? This bill would raise the amount that I'm authorized to collect from lump sum payments. Currently, we can only reach 25% of lump sum payments, and I'm talking about things like year-end bonuses, commission checks, vacation payouts, personal injury settlements, retirement plan withdrawals. Right now, I can only get up to 25% of that lump sum. That's the lowest in the country. There's a chart attached to my written statement. You'll see that Oregon is the only state that has that kind of a limitation. The majority of the states allow child support debt to be enforced up to 50% of these types of lump sum payments. Some states, 14 of them, can have no limitation and can reach the 100% of that lump sum payment. We're proposing that we join the majority of states and hit that balance at 50%, which we contend is the proper balance on this issue. We estimate that that this change in the law will increase support to families conservatively by about $2 million. It will also, as I said, make more Oregon more competitive in that performance competition with other states against those incentive dollars. Senate Bill 43A would also narrow the federal minimum wage protection to those non-custodial parents who are disabled and receive disability payments. Right now, that requirement to leave the obligated parent with 160 times the federal minimum wage applies to all cases regardless of the ability to pay. It casts a very broad net and protects or shields parents who have the ability to pay and leaves the poor custodial parent with little prospect of being able to collect on the money that's owed to them. I worked closely with legal aid on this issue on the Senate side. We agreed to some consensus amendments and made sure that this bill does protect those that does afford this protection to those that need it. We also expanded the current hardship exception so that we can reduce wage withholding when a parent doesn't have enough money left to meet their own needs. I think the work that we did with legal aid really made this a better bill. Ms. Hebb, Sybil Hebb, would have been here today to testify in support of the bill, but had a conflict with a couple of other bills that were were scheduled at the same time. So again, I think we've reached the right balance here. We have the support of legal aid, and I think we're going to help families considerably if we can pass that. Conservatively, we're estimating increased collections of $4 million on that aspect of the bill. And lastly, I'd just like to point out that this is a good thing for the employers in our state. At first blush, the fact that it simplifies withholding, it's like, it doesn't seem like much. But when you think that 70% of the money we collect for child support comes through employers in Oregon, we have thousands of small employers, and they have to deal with a maze of rules and complexities and different formulas. They get wage withholdings from Idaho and Washington, all who have their laws are in sync with the majority of the states in this country, and we're the outliers. They call our employment assistance desk. I have a whole staff of people who do nothing but help employers figure out how to make sense of the complex laws we have in Oregon. This bill would simplify those withholdings in two important categories, put us in line with the rest of the states, and really make payroll clerks for our employers' job a lot easier. I know that you have a lot of bills to hear today, so I'm going to make this short. I'll take any questions that you have, and I really want to thank you for the opportunity to be heard today.
Dollars you collect on a specific case. Collect $100. Do you send $100, or does anything come out of that for the cost of the collection?
Chair Krieger, we don't. We have a $25 annual fee that is collected on cases where people are not on assistance, and that's the only fee we take out of the collection. Otherwise, all the money goes to the families or to the state agencies that have an assignment of the support rights.
So the person you're collecting it from doesn't pay the fee. It's the person who's going to receive the dollars pays the fee.
No, we take that from the non-custodial. The paying parent pays the $25 fee. And that's just annually, though.
And then that's, in addition to that, the amount that you collect for them, 100% of that goes?
Right.
Okay. Any other questions, committee?
Mr. Chair, Mrs. Fogarty, I think I'm supportive of this. Sounds like good policy, but I'm really concerned again. You say there's no fiscal impact from this bill.
Chair Krieger and Representative Woodson, that's correct. There's no fiscal impact, no cost. Changes would not cost anything. There is significant fiscal benefit, though.
Follow up. Mr. Chair. You know, again, I'm not arguing against the policy. I just don't understand if you're going after all these other opportunities. It looks like there would be extra burden on the Department of Justice.
Chair Krieger and Representative Witsit, this is work we're already doing, and so what we're doing is increasing the authority so that wage withholding that we're already issuing would go from being able to collect 50% rather than 25%. So the systems are all in place, employees?
Follow up, Mr. Chair. So I apologize. So you're already looking at all these things, but you're just raising the amount you can take.
Yes, Chair and Representative Wetzel, that's exactly correct.
Thank you for the clarification.
Okay, I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 43. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 43A to the floor with a due pass.
Richard Burke from Senate Bill 43A to the floor of the due pass. Any more discussion on the bill? Objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Olson?
Excused.
Representative Shopper?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Wong?
Aye.
Representative Business?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Mr. Burke?
Aye.
Senate Bill 43A will move to the floor with a quick pass. Anyone like to carry the bill? Representative Wand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 868A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 868A comes to you from the Judiciary Committee, and this closes an ambiguity in the law, and basically what it is as it relates to serious crimes, Measure 11 did not apply to juveniles under the age of 15. What happened in a particular case is someone committed a Measure 11 offense when they were under the age of 15.
It did not come to light until they were an adult. They were charged and convicted of a measure as an adult, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
Okay, Steve Dole and Gail Meyer, please.
Elizabeth Cushwat.
Cushwat, too, I guess. She wants to be up.
Thank you, co-chairs, members of the committee. Gail Meyer on behalf of the Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. This is a technical, non-controversial fix to Measure 11. Most of us thought this was the law. There was one case, however, that got caught up in this this set of facts, and the Court of Appeals actually struggled with the issue and couldn't really discern the intent behind the law. What it would clearly do by express language is state that in order for mandatory minimum sentences associated with Measure 11 crimes to apply, you have to be 15 years or older at the time you commit the crime. So the effective, the triggering event here is the age at the time you commit the crime, not the age at which you're actually apprehended or convicted. Has not attracted any opposition from anyone else, and I'll let the others speak as well.
Before you go on, Gail, This isn't going to help that one person that we've got convicted of this now, right?
Yes. Co-Chair Krieger, members of the committee, that's correct. What the effective date of this measure says is that Section 2, it applies to persons sentenced on or after the effective date of this act, but it applies to crimes that may have been committed prior to the effective date of the act, and that's the intent. So if you have someone in front of the court tomorrow who's committed offenses a year ago or so, this bill would apply. Mr. Godinez is in custody. We don't know at DOC. We don't know how many other Mr. Godinez there are, but we will be taking a look at that. Mr. Godinez's sole recourse at this point is to approach the governor for commutation of sentence, and he may do that.
Mr. Co-Chair, so the window for post-conviction relief is passed in his case. You may not know.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks, members of the committee, I do not know
The
status of his PCR.
Okay.
Post-conviction relief.
Thank you, Mr. Cooney. I mean, in theory, if he was to file now post-conviction relief, this would be a pretty good argument.
Thank you, Co-Vice Chair Hicks, members of the committee. Exactly. A pronouncement from the legislative body that this is the purpose, intent, and contours of Measure 11 is very helpful at this point in approaching the governor, because if he were to approach the governor right now with the Court of Appeals decision, the Court of Appeals concluded it's not very clear, even though we think it is. So.
Good afternoon, co-chairs, members of the committee. For the record, Elizabeth Cushwaugh for the Oregon District Attorneys Association. We worked with OCDLA and most specifically the Department of Justice Appellate Division also worked with OCDLA to come up with a language for this very simple fix that everyone assumed was the way things were. We're behind the bill. Thank you.
Okay, Steve.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Steve Dole, Crime Victims United of Oregon. Yes, I know what you're thinking. Ms. Myers and I are up here supporting the same bill. Hold on to your chairs, listen for the thunder, wait for the ground in front of the Capitol building to open up. We are in support of this bill. We thought it was always clear that those 15 and above be automatically remanded and tried as an adult for the first and second degree crimes. As you know, most states in the union have automatic remand. They all start at different ages. Some start as low as 12, some start as high as 16. But in our state, it was decided by the voters to be 15. We believe that's what it was. The courts found different. We think that should be clarified, so we're in support of Senate Bill 868A. Thanks.
It's good that, you know, the emphasis seems to be on justice. How about that, huh? Committee members?
I would just like to say for the record, as Ms. Meyer indicated, that the reason we have this bill before us today is to correct what we see as an error in the past. I certainly don't blame the courts for ruling the way they did based on what the law we wrote. It was not written apparently clear enough. This should clarify that somebody who's facing a Measure 11 charge has to be 15 years old when they commit the crime.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, and the courts do ask us to clarify our intent whenever possible and appropriate, and this is why, because sometimes when we let that slip through, citizens end up...
There's another example of legislative intent, which we get instructed on in this committee every year, and I think it would be beneficial for this whole building to have that instruction. Okay, I'm going to close the public hearing on Senate Bill 868 and open a work session on Senate Bill 868A.
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 868A to the floor to do pass.
For Chair Barker, move Senate Bill 868A to the floor with the due pass. Any more discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan?
Excuse.
Representative Olson?
Excused.
Representative Shoffler?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Wan?
Aye.
Representative Busnick?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye.
Senate Bill 868 passes to the floor with a due pass. Representative Hicks, would you carry it? Yes. Going to work. Open a work session on Senate Bill 45A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 45A comes to you from the Attorney General. It standardizes a 30-day request for hearings in child support proceedings, removes the presumption of an inability to pay child support for those receiving foster care payments, allows service of notice of child support proceeding by mail service with delivery confirmation as well as certified mail return receipt requested, allows trained division of child support staff to serve process, allows persons seeking limited support enforcement service such as accounting and disbursement assistance to complete a simpler application form. Mr. Chairman of the committee, if I remember correctly, this bill has a positive fiscal impact.
That's the bill. Any discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 45A to the floor with a due pass.
Co-Chair Barker has moved Senate Bill 45A to the floor with a due pass. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Excused.
Representative Olson.
Excused.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wan.
Aye.
Representative Busnett.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Senate Bill 45A moved before the bill pass. I'll carry it. Hearing on Senate Bill 75. Excuse me, I'm going to roll this one over.
Work session.
We don't even need for work session.
No, we're in work session. Rolling over to Monday?
Yeah.
Do you want to
roll
over
to Monday? Can we get the.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to roll over until Monday. Got a little something we need to do with Senate Bill 75. And we'll go on to Senate Bill 76A, open up work session.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 76A comes to you from the request of the Department of Corrections. includes within the definition of correction officer a person employed full-time by the Department of Corrections or County Jail.
Any more discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 76A to the floor to do pass.
Okay, Senate Co-Chair Barker, move Senate Bill 76A to the floor with a due pass. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Excused.
Representative Olson.
Excused.
Representative Shoffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Wan.
Aye.
Representative Lisbon.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Senate Bill 76A moves to the floor with a due pass. Who wants to carry it?
We can't put it on the consent calendar, Mr. Chair.
Let me take a look.
Is that before?
I don't know. You mean the Senate side?
Yeah.
They don't have a consent calendar.
That's right. I don't think that's controversial at all.
I think so.
Well,
someone's going to wonder about the union implications.
I'll carry it. Okay. Representative Barton will carry it. Open a work session on Senate Bill 423.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 423 comes to you from the Department of Corrections and the Oregon Youth Authority, allows the Department of Corrections and the Youth Authority to certify pursuant to rule employees to provide mental health services to inmates. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you may remember when we had a public hearing on the 25th that there was probably a mistake made in the law last session that did not grandfather them in. Their employees in from providing these services without having to obtain additional educational degrees and things like that. And I believe it has a significant fiscal impact. I know Colette Peters is here to address that. If we don't pass it, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 423 to the floor with a due pass.
Mr. Chair Barker moves Senate Bill 423 to the floor with a due pass. Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to the Department of Corrections yesterday to their new mental health facility, and it was very impressive, and I'm happy to support this bill.
Okay, Representative Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What was the vote in the Senate? I'm sure it's on my desk, but 1911.
Mr. Chairman of the committee, it's not on my staff or somebody.
Is it 19-11?
Right here.
Yep. On the floor?
Yep, ma'am. Okay. Do you know what their issue was?
Mr. Chairman of the committee, I think there was some discussion about having two different requirements. You have certain licensing requirements for one group and certain licensing requirement for another. I think the other issue that has come up from time to time is delegation to the agencies or the ability to promulgate regulations to address some of the finer points
here.
What I can tell you from my recollection is the county mental health doesn't have to meet the requirements that other people have to meet. And if I remember correctly, the Department of Corrections and the Youth Authority thought they had that same provision in the law last session when the law was changed. And that's, I believe, what they're looking for. But they're all here in the audience, and they can address that probably more accuracy than I can.
We have someone come up with corrections that might be able to help us.
I'll be glad to give a courtesy yes if you need to move it. I want to see if I get a chance to fund it.
Aye. Senate Bill 423 moved forward with a due pass. Would you like to carry it up to the committee? Thank you. Open a work session on Senate Bill 425A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 425A comes to you from the Senate Inter Judiciary Committee, removes the requirement the state prove a person charged with compelling a minor to engage in prostitution knew the person being compelled was a minor, and eliminates the defense if the defendant did not know the minor's age, or that the defendant reasonably believed the minor was older than 18 years of age. Applies to conduct occurring on or after the effective date of the measure, adds, aids or facilitates the crime of compelling prostitution. Subject to juvenile age 15, 16, to 17 to juvenile court jurisdiction rather than the adult court, and a mandatory minimum sentence months for facilitating a crime of prostitution unless the juvenile court waives the trial to adult court. Declares an emergency effective upon passage.
Okay, any discussion on the bill?
Good bill should pass.
Yeah. Call the roll, please.
We didn't make a motion.
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 425A to the floor with due pass.
Co-Chair Barker moves Senate Bill 425 to the floor of the due pass. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Excused.
Representative Olson.
Excused.
Representative Shockley.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Juan.
Aye.
Representative Lisbon.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Excused.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Senate Bill 425A moves to the floor of the due pass.
May I carry, please?
Right.
Okay. And since I'm carrying this one, I forgot this was coming up next. Maybe somebody else should carry the previous bill.
I can do that.
423. I suggest Representative Wisnik carry.
I can carry the previous one.
423?
Yeah.
Representative Barker says he'll carry 423.
Okay, thank you.
I would. Which one carry two and one?
Okay, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 438.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 438 comes to you from the Senate Interim Judiciary, makes a crime of involuntary servitude, traffic in persons, and compelling prostitution subject to civil forfeiture. It includes court special appointed special advocate volunteer program as permissible recipient of remaining forfeiture proceeds. Declares an emergency effective upon passage.
Any discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, move Senate Bill 438 to the floor with the due pass.
Okay. Representative Barker has moved Senate Bill 438 to the floor with the due pass. Anything further? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan.
Excused.
Representative Olson.
Excused.
Representative Shockler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Juan.
Aye.
Representative Lisbon.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks. Co-Vice Chair Garrett. Excused. Co-Chair
Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
No, we
got
to get through.
Senate Bill 430 moves in front of the due pass. Representative Winsnett,
do
you want to carry that?
Sure. Representative Tomei is going to fight me for it.
Well, could we
got a couple bills, I think, kind of tied up.
Is she? All right.
Could we co-carry that, Mr. Chair?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you? Thanks.
Okay, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 522A.
So we have joint carriers on the last bill, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay.
They want to stand up together.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the last bill for a work session is Senate Bill 522A. It comes to you from Senator Starr. We have the A4 amendments in front of you. Allows the court to terminate parental rights if the court finds that the child was conceived as a result of an act that led to the parent's conviction of rape or other than rape. 3, prohibits a court from awarding custody of the child to a parent convicted of rape if the rape resulted in the conception of the child. Requires court to deny parenting time to a parent under these circumstances. Chairman of the committee, the A4 amendments clarify that the court determination clarifies that a court in termination of parental rights where the child was conceived by rape. I think that was a suggestion by the Department of Justice, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
Well,
move the dash. Is it dash 4?
Dash A4. Mr. Chair, move the dash A4s into Senate Bill
522. Okay. Senator Barker has moved the dash A4 amendments into Senate Bill 522. Any further discussion?
Chair, I move 522A as amended to the floor with the due pass.
Chair Barker moves Senate Bill 522A to the floor with the due pass. Any further discussion on the bill or the amendments? None. Call the roll, please.
Representative
Nolan. Excused.
Representative Olson.
Excused.
Representative Shockler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Juan.
Aye.
Representative Lisbon.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks.
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett.
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker.
Aye.
Senate Bill 522 moves to the floor as amended. Pass. Garrett, would you carry that one?
Good question.
We're going to open a public hearing. Senator Johnson isn't here, but we'll roll it over for her, but I want to hear the bill just briefly from staff today. So we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 368.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 368 comes to you. It was amended in the Senate, and Senator Johnson allows a Justice of the Peace Court to conduct arraignments in the city that is
county seat of a county or in the city which the circuit court regularly holds a court. If the accusatory instrument of the offense was filed in the justice court, the offense was committed within the boundaries of the justice of the peace court. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the restrictions that go on to justice of the peace courts that go back a long way. In fact, one case I read was relating to a bootlegger in this area.
No.
Any discussion on the bill?
So I'd like to ask counsel, it's my understanding that what this allows is for a justice of the peace to hold an arraignment at probably the county jail.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's right. Okay, I want to work this bill. So staff, you can get it on the agenda as soon as you can.
Okay.
So we'll close the public hearing on Senate Bill 360 and let's let Senator Johnson know what we've done, and we'll get it going as soon as we can.
Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if Representative Nolan would like to vote on some of the bills that we voted on today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice of you to offer.
Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them.
Representative, did you vote no on any of them?
No, I did not.
And I'm probably good, too.
How come you didn't ask me?
Representative Garrett, I haven't kept track of which ones you've been here to vote on, but I'm going to open up for the purpose of anyone who wants to vote on any of our members on Senate Bill 43A. Open for the purpose of your being able to vote work session.
Maybe I should have said no since I actually. I'll vote yes. You want to vote, Garrett?
If I didn't vote, I'm a yes. I think I voted though.
Okay, we'll close the work session, open a work session on Senate Bill 868.
Did we add that amendment?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the bill was amended on the Senate side. This is a bill that clarifies that if a person commits a crime when they're, for example, a sexual offense when they're under the age of 15, they're then tried as a later, they don't get the measure.
We even have Steve Dole agreeing with the defenses and everything.
I remember the bill now. Yes, I would like to vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have the voters? Close a work session, open a work session on
45.
Yeah, Senate Bill 45A.
Chair, members of the committee, Representative Nolan, this basically sets up all the hearing dates and support enforcement at basically 30 days. It also allows service by mail and.
Good bill.
Good bill.
Should pass.
My buddy Wayne Krieger says it's a good bill.
I like
so
the gun bills.
I'm lockstep with him. Yes.
I wish he had. We didn't need another bill on here today.
Good luck, Mr. Co-Chair.
Okay, thank you. Close the work session on 45A. We carried forward Senate Bill 75. We'll open a work session on Senate Bill 76 so you can vote on that.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this allows people who are supervisors in the Department of Corrections, who were corrections officers and then moved up to supervisors like a police officer, to maintain their accreditation as a corrections officer through BPSST.
Forgive me, does this have any implications on aggravated murder charges?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, no.
Okay, thanks.
This is like, I'm a police captain, I'm still police.
I get it, but I just wanted to know if it swept in any more under aggravated murder section. So, thank you. Yes.
Yes. Close the work session on Senate Bill 423A.
And no, 76. Now it's 423.
423. 425? All right.
No, 426.
Excuse me?
That was 76.
Okay. And could you tell us, and Representative Garrett was excused when we get to them?
Yes. Representative Garrett was excused for 425A and 433.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill
425A. 423. This is a test, Garrett, whether we did our homework, and I'm not doing too
76.
Well, so you better help me out
All
here.
All right, back to 423.
I think people are going to be in class from now on.
I can explain this bill. Mr. Co-Chair, as a representative, no one, this bill would allow people who currently work at the Youth Authority and the Department of Corrections who are carrying out mental health work and have done for a while. We changed the requirements last year as it relates to people out there in the general profession. We exempted community corrections people, community mental health providers. We thought that we had included the Department of Corrections. The Attorney General's office said, no, we didn't. This clarifies that they are still able to perform their jobs. They don't have to go out and hire new people and everything like that.
We didn't have any testimony from anyone in opposition. Okay.
No.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes.
Propose a work session on 423A.
Garrett
has the vote either. Can you open that? Do you want to vote on that?
Aye.
Certainly don't want you.
This has been a great meeting.
He wants it to be done. It's not over
there's
yet.
There's only two people that are making it greater as we go. Okay, we'll open work session. Senate Bill 425A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 425A, that this is the compelling prostitution bill. It's the eliminating, I didn't know how old.
We're good. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
430. Close that, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 430A, so you can vote on that.
Yes. This includes, Mr. Chairman, as a committee representative, Nolan, this includes Representative Garrett, certain specified sex crimes within that's provisions that will allow for civil forfeiture. So compelling prostitution, human trafficking.
Right. Yes, thank you.
Close that work session.
Garrett?
Aye.
Thank you.
All
right. And we've finished already. You voted on 522, but she has, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill
522. And Mr. Co-Chair, that means that he got here earlier than I did.
Yes.
Is that the point
you're
making?
That's the point.
He was here and then left and came back.
Okay, we're open. You'd like to vote?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 522. And we'll close the meeting hearing for today.
Chair, it's too late to change my vote.
Yes.